hurricane, Senator Mel Martinez of Florida, sponsoring a measure that would make them eligible for extra financial help. This proposal is expected to cost about $2 billion. Extra help is essential for many farmers who are paying near record prices for fuel and have been facing financial problems because of low market prices. One farmer in Louisiana who lost his entire second harvest of rice to Hurricane Rita says any assistance would help. Farmers suffered nearly $1 billion in estimated losses from Hurricane Katrina. The losses from Rita estimated about $200 million, although that number is expected to increase. The leading Democrat in the Senate says he understands why the extreme right wing is pleased with Samuel Alito's nomination to the Supreme Court. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says Alito is one of the most conservative judges in the nation, and he says that creates significant concerns for him. In the speech, Reid noted the 20-year-old document by Alito, which asserted, quote, the Constitution does not protect a right to an abortion. However, Reid says he will work to ensure that Alito is treated with civility and respect during the confirmation hearings. The U.S. could soon lift mad cow-related restrictions on Canadian cattle. The Agriculture Department says it plans to propose a rule in the next 6 to 8 months that would eliminate all remaining restrictions related to the disease. Those restrictions have been in place since Canada's first case of mad cow disease was reported in 2003. The U.S. military says 5 Marines have been killed in a firefight near the Syrian border. U.S. and Iraqi forces are conducting a sweep through insurgent strongholds in the area, and they report they have found dozens of explosive booby traps. The military statement says there may be strong resistance in the area because the rebel insurgents, quote, believe they are trapped and have nowhere else to go. Booby traps may have been responsible for the deaths of the 5 Marines today. Those 5 deaths bring to 2,079 the number of U.S. service members who have died in Iraq since the beginning of the war in March 2003. This is Air America Radio News.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first 3 issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Phone number here, if you want to call in at some point during the program, it's 866-303-2270. We mentioned this last night. We were going to mention it tonight, and then for the next couple of nights, program note, next Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, is our third Air America Radio Mike Malloy program, Youth Night. We'd like to hear from young people between the ages of 13 and 17. You can stay up late. It's not a school night, so we want to hear from you. We'll be taking phone calls that night only from people between the ages of 13 and 17, inclusive. So mark it on your calendar. And for the full-blown adults who listen to this program, you might want to tune in that night because I think you'll hear some things that will be surprising. Maybe not. Scout Prime Blogspot has the following on the website. On October 3rd, the search for bodies in New Orleans was called off, despite the knowledge that bodies remained in unsearched homes in New Orleans' Ninth Ward. Now, the plan was for people to call 911 if they found a body. This in spite of the fact that people were not even allowed into the Ninth Ward. On October 12th, parts of the Ninth Ward were open for what was called a look and leave for the residents. Take a quick look and get out. The death toll rose then as bodies were found. And the lower Ninth Ward, perhaps the most devastated area of New Orleans, will not open to residents until December. Now, the reason I bring this up on CBS News tonight, there were some absolutely shocking stories about what people are finding who are returning to these devastated neighborhoods in New Orleans. It's astounding, isn't it, that we live in a country where when a tragedy like this occurs and we have to rely on the federal government because it is the only entity that is big enough and has enough resources and manpower to handle a search and rescue mission, and then a search and recovery mission, and these sons of bitches walk away from it. Is Michael Brown, the former head of FEMA, is he still on the payroll? I bet he is. Now, the story on CVS is similar to what is posted here. Imagine this. You watch on television news that your mother's city has been destroyed by this latest disaster. For days, you wait to hear from her. Days pass into weeks, no word. Your hope of finding her alive fades. Frantically, you call everyone in government, but no one responds. You tell yourself to let the rescuers do their jobs. You await word from the morgue, but that doesn't come. You hear they're backed up, so you continue to wait. 2 months later, you're allowed to go to her home, hoping to retrieve what you can, documents, family photos. You enter her home, and you find your mother's decomposing body in her living room. You stumble out and fall to your knees in anguish, asking, how could she have been left like this? Well, as a right-wing radio pig Neil Bortz has said many times as he blathers on to his sick audience, they should have gotten out of New Orleans If they didn't have enough money to get out, well, screw them. Let them die. Let them rot, too, right, Neil? FEMA has warned yesterday an estimated 150,000 Hurricane Katrina evacuees who are not dead yet. Evacuees who are living in government-subsidized hotels that they have until December 1st to find other housing because FEMA is going to stop paying for their rooms. According to the Chicago Tribune, families in 12,338 hotel rooms in Louisiana and Mississippi, nearly one-fourth of the 54,000 total that's subsidized by FEMA, those 12,338 hotel rooms may get a reprieve because there's no housing stock that these people can afford in Louisiana and Mississippi. Where are people supposed to go? Huh? Wouldn't a civilized society care for and assist people? Well, I know, they're all crack dealers, right? They're all pimps, whores, drug dealers, crack addicts, gang members. What did I also see on television tonight on the news? That the crime rate in New Orleans has approached zero. But here in Atlanta and in Houston and in... Where else? Jackson, Mississippi? Crime rate is inching up because that's where all the detainees went. So, yeah, just round them up and execute them all. Why not do that? That's what Bortz and Limbaugh and Hannity and the rest of these right-wing radio pigs would like. Just round them up and execute them. Astonishing. So FEMA is telling 150,000 Hurricane Katrina evacuees, guess what? Your free ride is over. You little devils didn't think we were going to continue to pay for your hotel rooms, did you? You can't find a hovel similar to the one you lived in the Ninth Ward with all your criminal buddies? Well, go live under an overpass somewhere. Just stay out of our sight or we'll kill you. Whew. Now, lest it gets lost in all the stories about Iraq and the outing of Valerie Plame and the criminal indictments that are coming against the Bush crime family and the horrific mess we're all in, let's not forget what the Republicans in Congress are doing as they try to portray themselves as fiscally responsible. Remember back in the day when the Republicans said, well, you know, Democrats are always taxing and spending or borrowing and spending. We are the party of fiscal responsibility. Of course, that was before Bill Clinton. And Clinton, who balanced the budget 3 years running, handed off a surplus to the pigs that now run this country. Bill Clinton, of course, put the lie to all this Republican claptrap. But anyway, they are still calling themselves fiscally responsible, so their plan is to slash and burn basic safety net programs for the poor and the crippled and the elderly and the helpless. And then use the money for a new round of tax reductions for the wealthy. This is what Republicans do. Well, it's getting some resistance from Democrats and some moderate Republicans, so-called. I don't know what a moderate Republican is, but okay, I'll go along with the New York Times reports in this instance. Now, they're talking about, the Republicans are talking about cutting $50 billion in spending. Of course, that's going to be canceled, even more than canceled, by the $70 billion that'll be lost in extending what the Republicans initially sold the American public as temporary cuts in capital gains and dividend taxes. What? Capital gains and dividend taxes? The pigs don't have enough to eat. The pigs need to gorge themselves on more. Okay, but why at the expense of the poor? The helpless, the cripples, the mentally deranged, the old people, the Alzheimer's patients, the Medicaid recipients, the children, the babies, the unborn. Some of the cuts that the Republican monsters are suggesting, $12 billion in Medicaid cuts, that is going to force the states to levy health care copayments and workfare increases on the poor. They will be dropping preventive medical care for children. Screw the children! Let them die! Are they born? Are they breathing? Well, then to hell with them! If they're fetuses,
We will do anything we can. If they are embryos, if they are blastocytes, cysts, or whatever the hell they are, we'll do anything. They're children, to hell with them. Three-year-olds, five-year-olds, six-year-olds, to hell with them. To hell with them. We're Republicans. We don't give a tinker's damn about children. $14 billion cut from some of the most vital student aid and student loan programs. $4 billion cut from efforts to enforce child support. A successful program with a 4-to-1 return on investment. And, you know, it was rooted at one time in the family values agenda that these fake-ass Republicans, these conservatives, are always whining about. There's more. I'll share it with you when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The prices have become obscene. You'll get screwed at the pump, so bring your Vaseline. We can't afford our gasoline.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to bands and voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
You are now entering a flying monkey-free zone.
Okay, so the Republican leaders in Congress, as Republicans, conservatives always do, pick on the people who cannot defend themselves, pick on those who cannot fight back, like children, like the mentally impaired, like the deranged, like old people, people in wheelchairs. They're such evil bastards. I swear, Republicans, conservatives are so evil to the core. But in order to make permanent the temporary tax cuts for the wealthy that the Republicans initially talked about, they are going to cut $50 billion in safety net programs for the poor and use the money for these new round of tax cuts for the people in this country who absolutely don't need it. And this is the part that's disgusting to me. Why don't the people who will most benefit from this, the top 3 or 4% of income, I hate to say earners because so many of these people don't earn squat, but why don't they stand up on their hind legs like human beings and say, no, we don't want the money. We don't need the money. Filthy, greedy bastards. $12 billion in Medicaid cuts, including dropping preventive care, medical care for children. The states are going to have to do that because they won't be getting the co-payments from the federal government now. $14 billion cut from vital student aid and loan programs. The Republicans don't want people to be educated. They want serfs. They want people stupid, uneducated, poor. Jesus. $4 billion. From efforts to enforce child support that returns 4-to-1 on investment. It gets deadbeat parents, and they're not all dads, deadbeat parents to pay up. $844 million in food stamps will be cut, which will have the net result of knocking 300,000 working poor and legal immigrants from the program. Now, think about that for a second. 300,000 working poor. Do you think those are all men, adult men? No. Do you think it's all adult men and adult women? No. What percentage do you think in that group of 300,000 is children? Huh? 10? 15? 18? 19 and a half? 23? What do you think? How many children, how many babies... How many, living, breathing children, not fetuses, not blastocysts, not embryos, not dead fetuses like Rick Santorum loves to cuddle up against, but I mean actual living, breathing, crying, hungry children. Oh, well, who cares? Also, the Republicans are planning the elimination of daycare subsidies for an estimated 330,000 children of the working poor. These are people who are working, but because they are dumb bastards who just refuse to get a college degree, refuse to become lawyers, doctors, and engineers, just refused. At some point in their miserable lives, they woke up and said, I think I'm just going to be a working poor person. 330,000 children of the working poor will have their daycare subsidies removed. Now, what does that mean? It means more spouse abuse, more child abuse, more family violence, more murder, more nervous breakdowns, more emergency room visits, more children who suffer tremendous pain and anguish as a result of their parents not being able to sustain a reasonable life for themselves or their kids. This is what Republicans do. Now, not mentioned in this budget stew are the lost surpluses and the deepening deficits, the ever-deepening deficits that this Bush bastard has created. 5 years of choking off revenue flow with his cuts to the wealthy. Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know. It's almost impossible to believe that this sort of thing is occurring. It's almost impossible. If you watched some of this little squirt Tucker Carlson's program last night, The Situation, I think it's called, he had on as his guest, I managed to see some of it, Stephen Jones, the Brigham Young University professor who says that the buildings that came down as a result of on 9/11 2001 were brought down by controlled explosives and not by jets slamming into them. So he wound up, Professor Jones did, on Tucker Carlson's show, and I watched some of that too during our commercial breaks, and I saw Professor Jones saying, okay, you have that video that shows the building coming down, Building 7, can we see that? And this little rat bastard, bow tie wearing snot Tucker Carlson, wouldn't let the video be run. So the guy was on for a very few minutes and trying to make his case, and then Tucker Carlson ran him off. I want to share something with you when we come back. It's from the 911blogger.com's website. Stick around, and we'll do this. Am I cheering you up tonight? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. It ain't over till God says that it's over. Come on. Come on. Let's go.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection, Ester C, and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oreck XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oreck XL.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere, and they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere, and people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. All this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Flying Monkey Right Blues, here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. So on Tucker Carlson's program, I think it was last night. Yeah, it was last night, The Situation. He had Stephen Jones on. He's the BYU professor who says the buildings were brought down in New York, the three buildings that collapsed were the result of controlled explosions and not terrorist attacks. And again, the professor had some video that he wanted played, and of course Tucker refused to play it. It showed one of the buildings coming down. But anyway, tonight then, Tucker responded to calls he received. I just got this. Who sent me this? This is 911blogger.com. Tucker responded to calls he received stating that Stephen Jones was not given enough time on last night's show. And here's how Tucker handled it, referring to the call to a particular caller. Tucker said, "You're one of dozens, scores, maybe hundreds of people who called and wrote after a segment last night. And then referring to Professor Jones, Tucker said he claims in his writings he believes U.S. government had a role in blowing up the World Trade Center, that it was not done by terrorists. Then Tucker said, if you really believe the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens for no reason and lied about it and invaded Afghanistan as a result of something it did, you ought to leave the country. Because that's so terrible, so evil, that your tax dollars going to support it, make you complicit in it. If you really believe that, you ought to leave. But we're going to keep an open mind. Now, that was Tucker Carlson. So, as it says at 911blogger.com, Tucker exemplifies the reasons why it's necessary to leave it up to scientists and researchers and not government cronies and talking head morons like this to investigate the truth behind 9/11. Now, for those of you who have read the report by Stephen Jones, and I've read most of it, it mentions the U.S. government several times in reference to their failures of investigation, but at no point in this 10,000 or 6,000 word article does Stephen Jones suggest the U.S. government was involved in carrying out the attacks. But you see what Tucker Carlson does. He makes up a quote. He lies. He's like every one of these right-wing bastards. They lie and lie and lie. So 9/11 blogger says, in response to Tucker Carlson's statements, the blogger has a few questions. For example, should Americans who believe the war in Iraq was based on intentional lies also leave the country? Does an administration that has killed thousands and maimed tens of thousands, all based on fraud, corruption, and lies, still deserve ignorant, blind faith regarding 9/11? Do the Jersey girls, who said the 9/11 Commission report was a hollow failure, do they need to leave the country? What about the 50% of New Yorkers who believe the government had prior knowledge and consciously failed to act? Should they leave, Tucker? Should the Germans who questioned the Reichstag fire have left their country? God, I hate these people. If you want to email this pig, it's tucker@msnbc.com. All right. Now, I'm going to start this, and I want you to listen to it or leave. It's your choice. There's a catch to the story. Here it is, as reported in The Guardian of the UK. An Israeli army officer who fired the entire magazine of his automatic rifle into a 13-year-old Palestinian girl and then said he would have done the same thing even if she had been 3 years old was acquitted on all charges by a military court yesterday in Israel. The soldier, who has been identified as Captain R., was charged with relatively minor offenses for the killing of Iman al-Hams, who was shot 17 times as she ventured near an Israeli army post near the Rafah refugee camp in Gaza a year ago. The manner of the child's killing and the revelation of a tape recording in which the captain is warned that she was just a child who was scared to death made the shooting one of the most controversial since the Palestinian Intifada erupted 5 years ago, even though hundreds of other children also have died. After the verdict, Iman's father, Samir al-Hams, said the army never intended to hold the soldier accountable. He said, quote, they did not charge him with Iman's murder, only with small offenses, and now they say he is innocent of those, even though he shot my daughter so many times. This was the cold-blooded murder of a girl. The soldier murdered her once, and the court has murdered her again. What is the message? They are telling their soldiers to kill Palestinian children. End quote. The military court cleared the soldier of illegal use of his weapon, conduct unbecoming an officer, and perverting the course of justice by asking soldiers under his command to alter their accounts of the incident. Captain R's lawyers argued that the, quote, confirmation of the kill, end quote, after a suspect is shot, was a standard Israeli military practice to eliminate terrorist threats. The Army's official account said that Iman was shot for crossing into a security zone carrying her school bag, which soldiers feared might contain a bomb. It is still not known why the little girl ventured into the area, but witnesses described her as at least 100 yards from the military post, which was in any case well protected. a recording of radio exchanges between Captain R and his troops, obtained by Israeli television, revealed that from the beginning, soldiers identified Iman as a child. In the recording, a soldier in a watchtower radioed a colleague in the Army Post operations room and describes Iman as a little girl who was scared to death. After soldiers first opened fire, she dropped her school bag, which was then hit by several bullets, establishing that it did not contain explosives. At that point, she was no longer carrying the bag, and the tape revealed was heading away from the Army post when she was shot. Although the military speculated that Iman might have been trying to lure the soldiers out of their base so they could be attacked by accomplices, Captain R made the decision to lead some of his troops into the open. Shortly afterwards, he can be heard on the recording saying he has shot the girl and, believing her dead, then confirmed the kill. He says, "I and another soldier are going in a little nearer forward to confirm the kill. Receive a situation report. We fired and killed her. I also confirmed the kill. Over." Palestinian witnesses said they saw the captain shoot Iman twice in the head, walk away, turn back, and fire a stream of bullets into her body. On the tape, Captain R then clarifies to the soldiers under his command why he killed Iman. He says, quote, "This is Commander. Anything that's mobile, anything that moves in the security zone, even if it's a three-year-old, needs to be killed." End quote. At no point did the Israeli troops come under attack. Captain R claimed that he had not fired the shots at the girl, but rather just near her. However, Dr. Muhammad Alhams, who inspected the child's body at Rafah Hospital, counted numerous wounds. He told The Guardian shortly afterwards, quote, "She has at least 17 bullets in several parts of the body, all along the chest, hands, arms, legs. The bullets were large and shot from a close distance. The most serious injuries were to her head. She had three bullets in her head. One bullet was shot from the right side of the face beside the ear. It had a big impact on the whole face." End quote. The Army's initial investigation concluded that the captain had not acted unethically. But after some of the soldiers under his command went to the Israeli press to give a different version, the military police launched a separate investigation, after which he was charged. Captain R claimed that the soldiers under his command were out to get him because they are Jewish and he is Druze. Druze? The Druze are not regarded as Muslims by other Muslims, but they regard themselves as Muslims, as well as those who carry the core of the Islamic faith. The captain claimed that the soldiers under his command were out to get him because they are Jewish and he is Druze. The following is a recording of a three-way conversation that took place between a soldier in a watchtower, an army operations room, and Captain R, who shot the girl. From the watchtower, "It's a little girl. She's running defensively eastward. Are we talking about a girl under the age of 10? A girl about 10. She's behind the embankment, scared to death. I think that one of the positions took her out. I and another soldier are going in a little nearer forward to confirm the kill. Receive a situation report. We fired and killed her. I also confirmed the kill. Over." From the operations room. "Are we talking about a girl under the age of 10? Watchtower. A girl under 10. She's behind the embankment, scared to death. A few minutes later, Iman is shot from one of the army posts. Watchtower. I think that one of the physicians took her out. Captain R. I and another soldier are going in a little nearer forward to confirm the kill. Receive the situation report. We fired and killed her. I also confirmed the kill. Over." Captain R then clarifies why he killed Iman. "This is Commander. Anything that's mobile, that moves in the zone, even if it's a three-year-old, needs to be killed. Over."
Their problems still with love I share. I breathe life's stone, defy the tempest, to bring them to
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet-dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or,
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of 2 movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. There is a
poll conducted here. Doesn't say who did the poll. The results show that Republicans are much more likely to support torture than Democrats. Reggie sent me this. Notice this poll. I think this helps define the difference between Republicans and non-Republicans. Notice that the question doesn't ask, do you support any measures being allowed on suspected terrorists? The question specifically zeroes in on what is internationally recognized and shunned as torture. The question specifically addresses the abominable practice which America and all other civilized nations have vociferously condemned and have chastised rogue nations which use torture to extract information. The vast majority of the U.S. Senate has shown that it opposes torture under any circumstances. But the difference between views on human rights held by Republicans versus Democrats is becoming very apparent. Yada, 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 yada. 10,948 people were questioned. The margin of error is plus or minus 0.5%. Democrats, do you think that torture should be allowed on suspected terrorists? Yes. 16.8%. No. 78.5%. Independents, do you think that torture should be allowed on suspected terrorists? Yes. 37.7%. No. 51.9%. Republicans, do you think that torture should be allowed on suspected terrorists? Yes. 69.9%. No. 22.4%. So a margin of 4-1, Republicans favor torture. Jesus Christ, you people are sick. Oh, you people are sick. Absolutely sick.
Well, I guess John McCain ought to sack his plans for a presidential bid.
Well, yeah, he probably should. Nine more U.S. soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Five Marines were killed in Western Iraq today. The five were killed in a gun battle in Ubayid, near the Syrian border, an Iraqi town. This is part of Operation Steel Curtain. Who names this stuff? Doesn't that sound like the Iron Curtain, Steel Curtain? I don't know. The deaths bring to at least 2,079 the number of U.S. military personnel who have died since the March 2003 invasion of Iraq, according to a tally based on the Independent Iraq Coalition casualty count. Meanwhile, in Baghdad, the Sunni-based Islamic Party called for an international inquiry following revelations that some 170 detainees, almost all of them Sunni, were illegally held at an interior ministry complex in South Baghdad and severely tortured. Did you see those pictures tonight? Did you watch any news tonight? The pictures of the torture victims who were discovered? U.S. forces said they stumbled onto the secret prison after a Sunni family reported their 15-year-old son had been arrested and was believed to be held at this place, Jadaria. An army spokesman said, "We went inside to see if the kid was there and found some things that seemed to be improper. We started looking deeper and we found some additional probable improprieties." The Army spokesman said, added that detainees on the premises, quote, needed food, water, and medical treatment, end quote. Why am I laughing? Why a diabolical laugh, Malloy? These are people who were deeply tortured. It's the way this U.S. Pentagon, it's not a soldier, it was a senior U.S. officer. We started looking deeper, and we found some additional probable improprieties. The Islamic Party, which is a Sunni party, called on the Shiite Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani to publicly denounce the scandal. The Islamic Party called for an international inquiry. The spokesman for the Islamic Party said the abuse could not have happened without a, quote, green light, end quote, from U.S.-led coalition forces. It goes on and on and on. If you saw some of that video, it's pretty horrible. European Union is also voicing concern over this revolution. What this is the another shot into what is going to become a civil war in Iraq. The Sunnis, the Shia, the Kurds, it's going to erupt into a civil war that's probably going to go on for a very, very, very long time. And this is what George W. Bush has done to this poor, miserable, sad country. Huh? Just absolutely, absolutely astonishing. Astonishing. Apparently, the first public hint of the allegations of this torture came earlier this week when Major General Hussein Kamal, the Iraqi Interior Ministry's Undersecretary for Security, said an investigation would be opened into unspecified allegations that ministry officers tortured suspects detained in connection with Iraq's insurgency. Well, now this, of course, is like George W. Bush saying that he wants the leaker to come forward and every stone will be turned over to find the little rat bastard because the truth will out. It's the Interior Ministry, run by a Shia, I guess, and an American military, who decided to round up all of these people and torture them. A spokesman for the Iraqi Islamic Party told the Associated Press, quote, in order to search for a terrorist, they detain hundreds of innocent people and torture them brutally.
Malloy on Air America Radio. The war on terror is no longer halfway across the world.
It's weapons-grade anthrax.
In fact, it's just across the street.
This isn't Chechnya or Jerusalem. It's L.A.
Showtime presents a shocking original television event, Sleeper Cell. The New York Times calls it unlike any other program produced for American television. Sleeper Cell begins Sunday, December 4th at 10, 9 central, only on Showtime.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-0486. 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Starting December 1st, the government says they will stop paying for hotel rooms for most evacuees of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is granting some exceptions to the evacuees in hotels in Louisiana and Mississippi, where there's a severe shortage of housing. Evacuees in those states will get an extra month till January 7th to find homes. FEMA estimates 53,000 families are still in hotels, mostly in Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, and Mississippi. The December deadline comes as FEMA continues to push victims to find housing. Congress is considering a bill that would help farmers who lost crops in one of those hurricanes. Senator Mel Martinez of Florida sponsoring a measure that would make them eligible for extra financial help. This proposal is expected to cost about $2 billion. Extra help is essential for many farmers who are paying near record prices for fuel and have been facing financial problems because of low market prices. One farmer in Louisiana who lost his entire second harvest of rice to Hurricane Rita says any assistance would help. Farmers suffered nearly $1 billion in estimated losses from Hurricane Katrina. The losses from Rita estimated about $200 million, although that number is expected to increase. The leading Democrat in the Senate says he understands why the extreme right wing is pleased with Samuel Alito's nomination to the Supreme Court. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says Alito is one of the most conservative judges in the nation, and he says that creates significant concerns for him. In the speech, Reid noted the 20-year-old document by Alito, which asserted, quote, the Constitution does not protect a right to an abortion. However, Reid says he will work to ensure that Alito is treated with civility and respect during the confirmation hearings. The U.S. could soon lift mad cow-related restrictions on Canadian cattle. The Agriculture Department says it plans to propose a rule in the next 6 to 8 months that would eliminate all remaining restrictions related to the disease. Those restrictions have been in place since Canada's first case of mad cow disease was reported in 2003. The U.S. military says 5 Marines have been killed in a firefight near the Syrian border. U.S. and Iraqi forces are conducting a sweep through insurgent strongholds in the area, and they report they have found dozens of explosive booby traps. A military statement says there may be strong resistance in the area because the rebel insurgents, quote, believe they are trapped and have nowhere else to go. Booby traps may have been responsible for the deaths of the 5 Marines today. Those 5 deaths bring to 2,079 the number of U.S. service members who have died in Iraq since the beginning of the war in March 2003. This is Air America Radio News.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call EpiClear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Let's do some phone calls. All right? Want to do some phone calls? Let's do some phone calls. The number here is 866-303-2270. We'll start with Brian in Albuquerque. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, Brian. Yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a call and talk to you about one thing. And, of course, if any doubters are out there, they can take a look at the John Kerry and Hank Brown Senate report concerning the BCCI and the BNL bank scandal.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Right.
This happened back in 1991 and 1992.
Right.
And I think it's important. I really think it's important.
Okay, what we're going to have to do here, Brian, because most people really don't know what you're talking about here. If what I would suggest, if people want to know about the BCCI, the Bank of Commerce and Credit International, if they want to find out about that scandal, they should do some do a Google on it or do some research on it.
Well, it concerns the Iraq War is the reason I brought it up.
Well, I know, but if you get too far into it, people are going to just absolutely leave because most folks don't know what that is. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Well, in short, I mean it was a huge Atlanta scandal.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it had its it had one of its ultimate roots right here in Atlanta. I was on the air when that scandal hit. It was never completely resolved. And I don't think anybody went to prison over it. It was another one of those non-events that occurred during Reagan Bush, first Bush.
Right.
That just went away, you know.
Right. Billions of U.S. dollars were disguised as agriculture loans that
right.
were used by Daddy Bush to supply weapons to Iraq, Saddam Hussein.
Right. Well, this is one of the reasons I refer to this filthy family as the Bush crime family. They really are corrupt. It's not just because of this little prig who's running the United States now. It's because of the entire family. This is a true murderous crime family, unlike anything this country's ever seen.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and it's just that what people need to do is check it out. BCCI. Just do a Google on that.
Sure. Yeah, that's right.
And you'll get tons of information that will make your eyeballs bleed.
Right. Exactly. And of course, the John Kerry and Hank Brown Senate report on that is very good as well, and it confirms a lot of it. And I think a lot of people need to start calling Congress. And I have a toll-free number for Congress I'd like to pass along to you and the listeners.
Go ahead.
It's 1-888-355-3588, and that's the number to Congress. Again, the number is 1-888-355.
Are you sure that's where does that go? Most
that goes to Congress, and it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And whenever you call up, it's a main number. You say whatever you ask for, whatever senator or congressman that you want, and they'll transfer you to their office.
Okay, super.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's 1-888-355-3588, and that's the number to the Congress. And whatever congressman or senator, it's and of course, at nighttime, there's nobody that would actually pick up the phone, but there's somebody there to answer the phone 24/7, and they will actually transfer you to the congressman or senator's office, and you can leave a message on their voicemail. Which is, I think, a lot better than emailing because they get so many emails and faxes all day. And, of course, also the White House comment line also has a toll-free number, and that number I'd like to share with everybody is 1-800-321-8268, and of course that's 24 hours a day, and that's 1-800-321-8268, and I think that more people need to be involved in basically letting the government know how people stand on certain issues.
Okay. All right, Brian, thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for checking in. And again, the BCCI scandal was massive, but nothing ever came of it. Now, I know a lot of folks would like to talk about the Bob Woodward story that broke today. I haven't brought it up yet this evening, but if you would like to get into that, that's fine. Whatever your take is on the Bob Woodward story, I don't know yet how to sort it all out. I've said before that I think Bob Woodward is a shill for whomever happens to be in power, more so for Republicans and Democrats. And I know he went after Nixon. But Nixon was not really a Republican. I don't know what the hell Nixon was. If they decided to do a hit on Nixon, he was very easy to have manipulated into a position where he was fairly easy to bring down. As far as Bob Woodward now apparently providing information to Fitzgerald, I don't know what to make of any of this. I said the other night, I think last night, that the Washington establishment, which includes politicos and media freaks, media superstars and the military and media, it's an incestuous group that spends an awful lot of time doing each other and then bitching and complaining about how badly or how well they were done. So if you want to mention something about the Woodward story, we certainly will. It's up to you. Tom is calling from Burbank, California. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I was just calling to say that everybody's calling it a war, but it looks more like a mugging to me. I was mugged on the street once and knocked senseless and would do anything I was told, and that's pretty much what's happening now. I don't see any war elements there. Except for the Civil War that's coming up, and that's what we want to perpetuate our state there. I don't think we want it to be peaceful, and war won't be over until the oil's dry.
Yeah, yeah, I get the same impression. All right, thanks, Tom. I appreciate your comment. More like rape, the war. More like forcible rape. Well, that's redundant. More like rape. Robert is calling from Miami. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hello. Yes, at the beginning of this hurricane, which I experienced when it went through Florida before it took that turn north, and luckily it was only a Category 1 to 2 here, at the beginning I felt, based on what I was observing, that for one thing, that Karl Rove probably called Governor Perry, who was Bush's hand-picked successor as governor of Texas, because they claimed that Governor Perry invited the people of New Orleans to come to Texas so that they would establish residency in Texas. And I believe Karl Rove set that up because he wants less black people in Louisiana, because statewide races such as the presidency and the Senate would be assisted by this plan. And I found that very interesting that the media just reported that straight face with no suspicion whatsoever, that Perry has invited those people to come, and yet it was the blacks who voted Democratic who were the ones that went, essentially, and the whites in Mississippi were not sent to Texas by and large. And I also found it just disgusting and sickening that Haley Barbour, the Republican National Committee chairman, who was governor of Mississippi, apparently froze the death toll in Mississippi, which was stuck at about 209 for several weeks, and it went up about 5 people. Like, they only found 5 bodies in 2 weeks. And yet, if you listen to the reporters, such as Anderson Cooper, who actually went there on the ground to these places in Mississippi, most people ignored it.
there were thousands of these houses wiped out, and there were hundreds of people swept out to sea. And I don't think the Coast Guard was ordered to search for them, because I believe Karl Rove's orders were, hey, we don't want the body count to be high. And if you look at what the Bush administration has been doing for years in other areas, this is the kind of thing they do. And now, you know, I've been telling my friends this, and, you know, I have a lot of friends who are somewhat against Bush, but think I'm radical, right? And I say, hey, look at this. There's thousands of people, and they go, no, you don't know. And I said, look, I've been through this hurricane. I've seen other hurricanes, okay? And I know this is a major hurricane. The people who are on the ground are telling us that one place where they stored bodies, a prison, one place had 1,000 bodies. How are we to believe the entire hurricane had only 1,300 deaths?
Well, I think anybody who believes anything that comes from the Bush administration about any subject on any given day, any hour of any given day, is fooling themselves if they believe it. Robert, I have to leave it there. Thanks, pal. Appreciate you checking in. We'll be right back.
Once again, the color of my skin reminds me things ain't changed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas. Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months into business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
...won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
It's about 22 past the hour. Arianna Huffington writing at her blog site, huffingtonpost.com, has a rather lengthy piece here about Woodward that I'm not going to bore you with, but you ought to check it out. He does start out by saying, Bob Woodward, what a career arc, from exposing a presidential cover-up in Watergate to covering up his role in Plaingate and being forced to apologize to his own paper and asking a colleague, Walter Pincus, not to mention Woodward's role in the story, and failing to tell his editor that he had vital information about a major story, and to bottom it out, doing the TV and radio rounds, minimizing this entire scandal as, quote, laughable, quote, an accident, quote, nothing to it, and denigrating the special prosecutor Peter Fitzgerald as, quote, disgraceful and, quote, a junkyard dog, without ever once divulging that he, Woodward, was not just an observer of the CIA leak case, but a recipient, perhaps the first, of the leak. Hear that hissing noise? That's the sound of the air being let out of Woodward's reputation. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how to process that story. Just me myself, personally. I was one of those people back in the 70s who thought... Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein were authentic American heroes for what they exposed, and I still believe that the exposing of the megalomaniac Richard Nixon was an incredible act of journalism. But I think it's become clear over the years, like I mentioned the other night, that Bob Woodward decided that he needed to be part of that power structure in D.C. that includes the lobbyists, the media, the military, and the politicians. Those are the four groups that literally, absolutely, totally, and completely control thought in this country, attitude, results, targets, goals. That's where it's controlled, and I think Woodward decided, well, I got to be in on that. And at that point, probably at some point, sold his integrity to the CIA or his publisher or whomever. That's the first take. I find this whole thing just disgusting. I just wonder when it's going to stop. When there's not going to be another revelation of another scandal all centered around this filthy, degenerate, corrupt Bush crime family. When's it going to stop? You know, torture prisons now in Iraq, allegedly run by Iraqis, to torture other Iraqis. Bush over in Japan lecturing the the Chinese that they should model themselves on Taiwan. What's this dumb bastard trying to do, start World War III? Oh, that's right. That's what the Christian nutcases want. They want World War III. They want destruction.
Because it's in the Bible.
Jesus. It just never stops, does it? Now it's Robert Woodward. And what was the other story in the Washington Post? Turns out that all those oil company executives who appeared before a joint session of Congress the other day to offer testimony about whether or not they were fixing prices and gouging the American public, they all committed perjury. Oh, no, not perjury. That's right. They weren't sworn. The testimony wasn't taken under oath. Why wasn't it taken oath? The Democrats wanted them sworn in. The Republicans said no. Now it turns out the sons of bitches were lying. They were absolutely lying when they said, "Oh no, we weren't there. We didn't talk to Cheney." No. So now surfaces irrefutable proof in the form of a memo. Yeah, they were there. So they sat there and lied. Is it? Let's see. Why did Martha Stewart go to jail? Oh, that's right, for lying to the FBI. How about lying to Congress? Is that? I don't know. Is that a crime? Lying. These lying bastards. They all lie. Every one of them. They are pathological in their lying. Everything is a lie. Happens to be the topic of the Malloy blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. So sick of it. Everything these pigs say. Everything. And now Woodward. A lie of omission. Woodward has been dancing around this story for 2.5 years. Or 2 years, however long it's been going on, insulting the lead investigator, crapping all over the story, calling it nothing, tempest in a teapot, nothing there, laughable. Now it turns out that he was directly involved, the managing editor of the Washington, by God, Post. And he says he discussed all this with Pincus, Walter Pincus, one of the premier writers of the Post, and Pincus is now saying, what? No, he didn't. When's it going to stop? You know what's going to stop? You know when it's going to stop, don't you? When these swine are finally removed from office. When this Bush crime family is finally run out of town.
There ain't no tight marks more than a union law to knock the fight out of a working man. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50-0 reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during a communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Early on that I recognize there are hurdles and we're going to achieve those hurdles. There's no doubt in my mind we will.
Searchlight on my trail. Tonight's the night. All systems fail.
God, what an idiot. Hey, it's about 25 before the hour. Back to the phone calls here. Oh, no. He's back? All right. Let's see. God, I hope he paid his cell phone bill. Brother Sky Blue is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Brother Sky Blue, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey.
Say, Mike, I'm going to vote Democratic. I don't know why. Is that good enough to give me a minute here to talk on Air America?
Absolutely.
Say, you know, Jesus said at the end of the age, the sun would be darkened and the moon would turn to blood.
Uh-huh.
I just looked out. We got a big full moon out there. Mine looks kind of red.
It does indeed. Brother. He's gone again. Street preacher and sometimes musician and wanderer, Brother Sky Blue from Memphis, Tennessee. Well, it's short and sweet, isn't it, huh? Darren is calling from North Carolina. Darren, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. I was just thinking about the Woodward story.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, apparently he got Plame's name while he was doing his book, Plan of Attack. And, you know, I was just wondering, you know, the big story when he was doing that book was the pretty much unprecedented access he got to George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why has nobody really asked if Bush himself wasn't the source?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know why. Maybe because that's an impertinent question to ask if you're in a press conference to stand up where the president's there and say, "Mr. Bush, are you the source?" I mean, I would do it. I'm sure you probably would do it. But these career journalists, the crack White House press corps, I'm sure Helen Thomas would do it. But the people whose careers are on the line are just going to sit there like little puppies and occasionally bark, but usually just get the milk bone and be quiet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Actually, Mike, also I'm just reading this while we're on the phone now.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out from the New York Times. Bush, Card, Bartlett, Powell, and Tenet have denied being the source. There's one person who wouldn't deny it, and that was Vice President Cheney, who made no comment.
So the New York Times says that Bush denies it. I guess that answers your question then, right?
Exactly. But, you know, like I said, Cheney was the only no comment.
How about Rove? Is his punky little name in there?
Yes. A lawyer for Rove said that Rove was not the source.
Wow. Wouldn't it be nice if Fitzgerald indicts a cyborg man, the Dark Prince?
That would be fantastic.
It would indeed. All right. Darren, thanks, man. I appreciate you checking in, all right? Take care. Joe is calling from Miami. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How
I'd like
are you?
To jump back to when Libby was indicted that night. You had a guest on who said that he didn't expect any more indictments because there was no subpoenas for the White House for documents. Remember that?
Yeah, that was my friend Shelley Drobny. Uh-huh.
Let me point out to the man. There's 22 members of the Iraq Committee, right?
Right. Don't, you mean you mean the you mean the, you mean the White House Iraq Group?
Right, the Iraq Group, whatever they call themselves. One of those guys could be passing documents. You know, sometimes conspirators have a painful conscience when they see 2,000 guys dead. In fact, if you look at the Secretary Powell, his aide, was it Alderson or something? Said that there's a cabal running the show in the White House?
Yes.
So I said sometimes these guys change their mind when they see what destruction they did in the country, because none of them are criminal crooks. Take care, my man.
All right. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it, Joe. Doug is calling from Staten Island. Doug, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. How are you this evening?
Doing fine. How are you, sir?
Pretty well. Thank you. Listen, the reason why I called, did I hear you say earlier that the Chicago Tribune was involved in some of the hotels that some of the Katrina evacuees were in?
No. They were just reporting the story the Katrina evacuees were being told to get the hell out. They have until December 1st, and then FEMA stops paying the rent. And my point was, if we lived in a rational or a compassionate society, we would try to make sure that people who suffer the loss of everything as a result of a natural disaster would get some sort of support. But the Tribune just reported the story.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought I saw. You know, I was just thinking recently what's going on with the press there. Even though we're getting a little bit more information, it's becoming more narrower. You have the New York Times with 500 buyouts for the Times and the Boston Globe. You have Jeff Johnson from the Chicago Tribune Group taking over the L.A. Times and firing Robert Shearer, a journalist there for 30 years.
Yeah, can you believe that?
The only one that's gotten it right.
Yeah.
You know, about this. And who are they replacing with? The guy who wrote the book Liberal Fascism. Now, you look into this a little bit more, Mike, and you find out that they also own a TV station out there, I believe, and they don't have permission to do that. That's against the rules, and apparently they have to get a waiver from the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like Jeff Johnson's taken it over and said, you know, don't worry, we're going to be pro-Bush, and we got to get a conservative viewpoint going here. And it looks like that's what they're going to push. I think that's probably why the L.A. Times executive editor decided to leave.
Yeah, it's a shame that Robert Shearer, who is one of the best and hardest-hitting investigative journalists in the country, was forced out. Although I understand now that he has just an absolute endless list of offers. He's not going to be unemployed very long unless he chooses to be. But it's a shame that the L.A. Times is one more media outlet in this country that is sucking up or sucking under to the Bush crime family.
It's so important, Mike. The L.A. Times has broken so many stories. You look at the story today about the torture, you know, and everybody
right.
doing the, oh, my God, there's gambling on the premises. You know, back on June
right.
19th, they reported a story. It was on June 19th. It was called The Conflict in Iraq. And it said, last weekend, the L.A. Times reported that up to 60% of the estimated 12,000 prisoners being held in Iraq face intimidations, beatings, and torture that lead to broken bones and sometimes death. The paper quoted officials from Iraq's own Ministry of Human Rights, as well as international human rights and defense attorneys in Iraq. Listen to this statement, Mike. Saad Sultan, head of the board overseeing prisoners of the Human Rights Ministry, told the L.A. Times that, quote, there are beatings, punchings, electric shocks to the body, including sensitive areas, hanging prisoners upside down and beating and dragging them on the ground. He added that, quote, police and security forces attached to the Interior Ministry are responsible for most abuses. Now, following up, the L.A. Times also got hold of on the day that the Iraqi ambassador to the United Nations, Samah Soumadeh, accused U.S. forces in Iraq of murdering his nephew, a 21-year-old. He said the ambassador's statement said that the U.S. Marines arrested his nephew after they had found a rifle in his home, and then after detaining and removing him from his home, the nephew was found 1 hour later dead with a bullet in his neck. That same day, on July 6th, the Iraqi government has admitted its security forces are carrying out torture and abusing detainees. The admission finally came after several reports. One that I'm putting this in, this is my quote, one by a northeast or northwest commander of U.S. forces, a lieutenant general, I saw him on C-SPAN, and another by the L.A. Times. But getting back to the report now, it says, after a report by the London Observer revealed the existence of secret torture chambers and murder campaigns carried out by Iraqi government-backed paramilitary groups. A government spokesman blamed it in part on the brutalizing of society on Saddam Hussein, saying, quote, these things happen, we know that. It's just amazing, you know, and now people are going, oh, my God, there's gambling on the premises. Oh, my God, we're torturing people. You know, and the L.A. Times has been one of the few that's really gotten to the nitty-gritty of these things, and I shudder to think what's going to happen now.
Well, I think what you're pointing out is one more example of how the ability to report the news or to gather the news is being very slowly and inexorably shut down, closed off.
You see how it's being co-opted, Mike?
Oh, sure.
Did you see Tori Clark now? She's with CNN. She's got a little show now. She's going to be a moderator for a show. You see Paul Jugot on the Wall Street Journal report on PBS giving two pro forma questions to Ahmed Chalabi after his American Enterprise Institute appearance and his Council of Foreign Relations, which really griped me. And she gives him two pro forma questions, and you see on the second one he's shaking his head, just shaking his head for the answer. Then he goes into, well, what can we expect? And Chalabi, the chameleon, whatever you need, whatever you want, black is white, up is down, just like Tori Clark, you know, she lies through her teeth. Yes, next year, U.S. forces can be removed dramatically. No, I moved away from scary because we don't want to be an Islamic republic. We want to be more secular. This is their Hail Mary pass. They still want to bring Chalabi out.
I know.
It's amazing.
I know it
it's
is.
It's just amazing. You watch it all, and I swear you think that you're reading 1984 20 years ago. You know,
it's insane, and I know it's insane, Doug, and you know it's insane, and I don't know what the hell to do. Listen, thanks for checking in. Okay.
Well, thanks for keeping me apprised of what's going on.
Absolutely.
If you could ask your I lose you in a few minutes if you happen to have an open line. I'd love to hear the rest of your show.
Well, just let me see. I don't know.
I don't want to stop anybody else, but if it's possible, I'd love to hear it.
All right. Well, my associate producer just heard you, so we'll see what happens. Thanks for checking in, Doug. I appreciate it.
I'm walking down the street.
The Standard, which is the China's business newspaper, has a little article here about commando death squads operating in Iraq.
China. There's 300 men in the state of Tennessee. They're waiting to die. They won't never be free.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. You need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat. All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis. and the proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
It wasn't all that long ago that we started military operations. We've been there, how many days? You're counting the days since we've been there, because I'm not.
Did Saddam Hussein have a weapons program?
It's about 10 before the hour. Michael in Roswell, New Mexico, emailed in very quickly here that the San Francisco Chronicle announced today that they have picked up Robert Scheer's column, and it will appear every Wednesday. Thanks, Michael. Now, what I was saying before the break, and I got a couple of emails from people that said, China's running death squads in Iraq. No, that's not what I said. The China's business newspaper, they call themselves, The Standard, is reporting that there are death squads operating on Baghdad's streets these days. Commandos. The paper says you cannot miss them. In combat uniform, bulletproof vests, and wraparound sunglasses or ski masks, they muscled through Baghdad's traffic in police cars or camouflage painted pickup trucks, shouting commands, and occasionally shooting off their weapons in the air. It says the commandos are part of the Iraqi security forces that the Bush administration says will gradually replace American troops in this war. But the commandos are being blamed for a wave of kidnappings and executions around Baghdad since the spring. One such group, the Volcano Brigade, is operating as a death squad under the influence or control of Iraq's most potent Shiite faction militia, the Iranian-backed Badr Organization. That's according to Iraqi government officials and Baghdad residents. In the past 6 months, Badr has heavily infiltrated the interior ministry under which the commandos operate. Badr was also accused of running the secret interior ministry prison that was discovered Sunday by U.S. troops, where all those people were tortured. So this is, remember, I want you to check back, think back now, when was it, Kathy, 6 or 7 months ago, when this pig, Negroponte, was made temporary ambassador to Iraq? Remember what we said? He was going over there for one reason only, to set up death squads, because Negroponte, John Negroponte, was such an expert at setting up death squads in Central America in the 80s for the Reagan crime family. Which really was, I shouldn't say it, because Reagan was just a figurehead. It was Bush 1 crime family. Negroponte is a professional murderer. He knows how to set up death squads. He trains people on how to do this. He also has a branch of his training cadre at the so-called School of the Americas right down here in Columbus, Georgia, at Fort Benning. This man, John Negroponte, is probably responsible as an individual for more deaths around the globe than anybody, with the possible exception of Elliot Abrams. I'm talking about one man being responsible for making these decisions where people are murdered. But please think back to 6 or 7 months ago, and I got a lot of emails saying, "Oh, what the hell are you talking about?" And I said on this program that Negroponte, his forte, his raison d'être, his whole smell is to set up death squads. He did very well doing that in Honduras. He did it very well in El Salvador. He did it in Guatemala. He did it in Panama. And so he was the temporary ambassador from the United States to Iraq after Paul Bremer left, if you'll remember. Because Bremer doesn't want to be included in when the court cases come, if they do come. Bremer's, no, let me out here before you send that murderous bastard here. Because even being the thug that he was, Paul Bremer was not interested in associating himself with a known a hitman, a known killer, a known wet operations master like John Negroponte. So here we are. Now, is this reported in the American press? No, hell no. It's reported in Thursday's edition of the China's business newspaper, The Standard. It goes on and on here about how these death squads are not operating. Summary justice on the streets of Iraq, murdering people left and right. Anyone that the United States or coalition forces say kill him, or anyone that the Iraqi government says kill him, they go kill him. It's very simple. Say hello to the new boss, same as the old boss, right? The Bush crime family doesn't care who rules the country as long as they have entree to the country's oil, the country's other natural resources. Look at this killer who runs Kazakhstan. He's the one who likes to boil people in water, you know, boil them alive. And we support him, and we love him, and we rub up against him, and we send him money, and he allows us to establish military bases there. The Bush crime family doesn't give a damn what happens in Iraq or to the Iraqi people. They could not care less. This illusion of establishing democracy is just that, a complete illusion. What they want, what the Bush crime family wants in Iraq, is utter and absolute control. That's the reason they dealt with Saddam for so long, because Saddam could control everybody. And then when Saddam got a little greedy and decided the Kuwaitis were doing slant drilling and stealing some of his, Saddam's oil, he invaded Kuwait, and George Bush I found this a perfect excuse to go in there and murder about 200,000 people. Because remember what the Bush crime family likes. They love murder. They love killing. They like to see it happen. As much blood that can be dumped on desert sands or in jungles or in Central America, it is nourishing to these people. It is nourishing. Spill the blood, kill the people, move them out, make way, I'm coming through. Murder and mayhem, that's what they're about. Oh, you don't think so? Look at their record. Look at what they have done. Going all the way back to Prescott Bush, George's grandfather, who helped finance the building of the death camps in Poland and Germany. For Christ's sake, doesn't anybody pay any attention whatsoever in this country anymore to the history of the people who are running it? This is not hard stuff. So here we are, a business newspaper in China reports on the commando death squads operating in Iraq. This is Air America. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Stay with us.
On Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection, Ester C, and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Vice President Dick Cheney has delivered the sharpest attack yet on critics of the Iraq War. In a speech Wednesday night, Cheney assailed some Senate Democrats for accusations that the White House manipulated intelligence to justify the war.
The President and I cannot prevent certain politicians from losing their memory or their backbone, but we're not going to sit by and let them rewrite history.
Cheney repeated President Bush's charge that Democratic critics were trying to rewrite history by questioning pre-war intelligence concerning Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Meanwhile, five U.S. Marines were killed on Wednesday in Iraq in a battle that left 16 insurgents dead. The skirmish took place in western Iraq near the Syrian border. The United Nations Secretary General has expressed concern that Al-Qaeda is increasing its terror activities in Afghanistan. Kofi Annan was speaking after the Afghan government said Arabs and other foreigners were smuggling explosives, high-tech weapons, and millions of dollars of cash into the country. John Terrett reports.
Afghanistan's Defense Minister Rahim Wardak said there's been an unprecedented series of suicide assaults in Afghanistan recently, the latest on Wednesday when a bomber attacked a U.S. military convoy, killing three civilians. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says he's watching the situation closely, though he notes that not all suicide assailants were extremists. Some had been duped into carrying explosives into Afghanistan. Until 2 months ago, suicide bombings were virtually unheard of in Afghan cities, unlike in Iraq, but since then, nine separate assaults have taken place around the country. John Terrett, the United Nations, New York.
Democrats are promising a fight during Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito's Senate confirmation hearings early next year. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid Wednesday cited significant concerns about Alito's record. In comments on the Senate floor, Reid stopped short of suggesting that Democrats will try to block Alito through a filibuster. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer said there are, quote, serious concerns that cry out for closer inspection. The CIA says Cuban leader Fidel Castro suffers from Parkinson's disease and could have difficulty coping with the duties of office as his condition worsens. The CIA based its assessment on a variety of evidence, including observations of Castro's public appearances and the opinions of CIA-employed doctors. The 79-year-old Cuban leader has been in power since leading a 1959 revolution. Ford Motor Company is recalling nearly a quarter million vehicles because of potential fire risks. All the cars covered in the recall are 2005 models. They include the Ford 500, Freestyle Wagon, Crown Victoria, Lincoln Town Car, Mercury Grand Marquis, and Montego. In September, Ford recalled nearly 4 million vehicles because of an engine fire risk. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere, and they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere, and people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Regarding the report in the China Business newspaper of the Standard about the death squads that are now operating in Iraq, and my statement or claim 8 months ago, that Negroponte, when he was ambassador, temporary ambassador to Iraq, that the only reason he was there was to set the death squads up. He was only there, I think, for 3 or 4 months, and this Khalilzad Zalmay is now our ambassador. Khalilzad is a former consultant to Unocal Oil, just like our puppet in Afghanistan. What's his name, Kathy? Hamid Karzai. He's a former Unocal Oil consultant also. But anyway, John Negroponte was there for a few months, and his only reason for going was to set up these death squads so that they could target opposition leaders in Iraq and murder people on the streets. Now, I got an email here, and I pointed out that this is what he did in Central America during the 80s. This is what John Negroponte was known for. Okay, he's not known as being a diplomat or a gas station owner or a math teacher. He is known for being someone who organizes death squads, period. That's his forte. So I get an email from John in Louisiana. Mike, I don't think there are many volcanoes in Iraq, not at all like in Central America, and what did they name the death squad? The volcanoes. Right. Oh, it's so funny, isn't it? Oh, it's just so funny, Mike. Murdering bastards. I had a tattoo put on my thigh the other day. It said, I have not committed suicide. Now, somebody sent me an email, said I should do that. Our good friend Jim out in New Mexico at Blue Canyon Productions emails in, Mike, have you seen this? I don't know the original source he writes, but this is perfect. All right, here it is. Some good news about avian flu. And then we're going back to your phone calls here. Here it is. Recent news about the avian flu virus has raised concerns from Main Street to the White House. There is the possibility, even likelihood, that the virus will mutate into a form that can more easily infect humans. As the president pointed out, a vaccine cannot be made until this evolution occurs. This raises the concern that it may be impossible to create enough vaccine fast enough to protect all of our citizens. But there is hope. Gallup polls tell us that up to 45% of Americans don't believe in evolution. Since random mutation is the engine of revolution, random mutation is, these same people must believe that the virus cannot mutate. Therefore, there's no need to waste vaccine on folks who believe there is no possible threat to themselves, thus leaving a sufficient supply for the rest of us. Perhaps the president, given his doubts about evolution, may wish to demonstrate his leadership by foregoing vaccination. This approach has added benefits. Polls also tell us that a disbelief in evolution is more pronounced among the Christian right. If the anti-evolutionists in this group were to opt out of vaccination, then, through immediate deaths and natural selection, we would reduce poverty, raise educational attainment, and become a more progressive society. Yeah, I edited it just a bit there, Jim. I think we pointed it out, not quite as concisely and precisely as what Jim just sent me, but we pointed this out before, that the virus has to evolve. It has to get out of just birds. There has to be some sort of intermediate situation for it to go to, like swine, or vice versa. And then it has to mutate or evolve into a new configuration that will make it compatible with invading humans. And I agree. Since so many of these people do not believe in the idea of evolution and believe it's just nonsense, well, then stand aside. Get your ass out of the way when this vaccine is developed, if it ever is developed. If avian flu is a reality, I know, don't email me, it's just another Rovian plot, okay? I understand all that. I'm playing pretend here. I'm playing pretend that maybe it really could happen. And if it could really happen, and if a vaccine could be developed, then those people who don't believe in evolution, get out of town. Stay, just go away while I and my family step up and get a vaccine injection. You can go ahead and meet your maker and then rapture on out of here. From Newsday, New York Newsday newspaper, Cindy sent this in. New Jersey officials yesterday alleged that Bernard Carrick, the former New York City police commissioner, took money or, quote, things of value, end quote, from two reputedly mob-linked contractors attempting to influence his actions as a public official. The contractors in question, brothers Frank and Peter DiTommaso, had a long-standing relationship with Carrick. Carrick was city correction commissioner in 1998, was named police commissioner by Rudolph Giuliani in 2000. Last year, Giuliani proffered Carrick's name to officials in the Bush administration as a possible head of the Department of Homeland Security. Carrick withdrew his nomination late last year after allegations arose in the news media about questionable business dealings in his personal life. Yeah, this is a guy that was using one of the emergency apartments for exhausted firefighters and first responders in the area around the financial district, the attack on the trade towers. And Carrick was using it to boink his whores. But do you remember when Bush stood there with Bernard Carrick this guy who looked like, he honest to God, he looked like a guard at Treblinka or Auschwitz. Carrick did. I swear to God he did. And Bush stood there with him, and I think he had his hand on, Bush had his hand on Kerry's shoulder or his arm around him or something, said he was a good man, a great man. Anyway, he's just a thug, George. Come on, George. But to Bush, that is a great, that is a good man. The biggest thug in America, the biggest criminal in America is this corrupt Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, who absolutely lied to justify invading Iraq, now attacks Democrats for calling him on his lies. According to AmericaBlog.com, Henry Waxman, the congressman from where, California, has a document online detailing 51 times that Cheney misled the country, lied about Iraq. Now, Cheney, of course, is the newest thug attack dog that Bush is sending out to bite on Democrats for calling Bush and his crime family liars, taking us into this war liars. The only problem is that Cheney himself is one of the liars who repeatedly and intentionally misled the country in order to justify the war. But the Bush crime family has so little respect for the intellect, and they're probably right on this one, the collective intellect of the American public, that they can send out a killer, a liar, a thug, a cyborg like Dick Cheney. And people will, you know, the media will quote what he says and give him camera time, and the newspapers will quote him. And the bobbleheads out there will say, yep, 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 uh-huh, that's right, yep, yep, yep. Cheney claimed Iraq was providing a weapons of mass destruction training to Al-Qaeda. Months after the source recanted, said it wasn't true. Cheney claimed Saddam was harboring Al-Qaeda, which was a lie. Cheney claims Saddam gave Al-Qaeda bomb-making expertise and trained Al-Qaeda terrorists on how to use chemical biological weapons, which was a lie. There's a whole list of stuff. It just goes on and on. So this filthy cyborg liar is the one who has now been let out of his hidey hole to go attack Democrats. Yeah, well, that's certainly understandable.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight. And that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks. But I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mike Malloy Show, you are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Past the hour, Reg writes in to remind me that Zalmay Khalilzad, who is our ambassador to Iraq, is also one of the founding members of the Project for a New American Century, and he's also a signatory to the letter to Congress that encouraged the invasion of Iraq. Huh? Just unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. Oh my God, these miserable bastards. Do you suppose justice will ever be served on the Bush crime family? Do you think? All right, back to phone calls here. Kathleen is calling from Atlanta. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Don't you reckon that George has just been duped?
By whom?
By whoever is feeding him the info. I mean, come on, we got some fake documents, right? I'm not a virgin to fake documents when it comes to the feds. No, they'll fake anything that they want.
Well, no, wait, you're saying that Bush is innocent?
Perhaps.
Well,
I know you want to pin everything on him, but look, Come on. We're talking about people who work in the federal government. Okay?
So what?
And can they tell the difference between a faked document and a real document?
Wait a minute. Wait a second. You're not making a whole lot of sense to me. People who work in the federal government...
They ought to be able to recognize...
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. Clear interrupting. I'm going to move on to another caller.
I am sorry.
Okay. Well, just don't do that. I don't like it when people do that. I don't interrupt callers, so don't do it.
Okay.
When you say the federal government, you're talking about maybe, I don't know, 1.7 million employees. What do you mean they can't tell the difference? Of course they can. Who? What, I don't know what you mean. What does your sentence mean?
Mike, seriously, there are going to be people out there who perhaps, okay, let's bring it down to a local level when you need to get a warrant.
What fake documents are you referring to? Where are you going? What are you talking about?
The fake documents that caused us to believe that Saddam Hussein had, materials that he was going to create nuclear weapons with in order to strike at us infidels, okay?
Well,
they said that he was trying to buy
Okay, hold on a second, Kathy. Are you saying that George Bush didn't know about those documents?
I'm saying that it was very probable that he did not know that they were faked.
Well, why do you say that? What leads you to believe that? What possible reason would you have?
Well, he's a dumbass.
Well, so what?
Well, isn't being a dumbass enough?
I don't know. Kathleen, I don't know where you're going with this, but thanks. I appreciate you checking in. I don't think that anybody in the Bush crime family is innocent. They all knew about it. They all knew what was going on. Bush knew what was going on. Bush comes across as a total moron, which I think he is. But like a lot of criminals, he may be a total moron where it concerns the real world, but within his criminal world, he functions quite well. I don't accept by any stretch of the imagination any sort of innocence on Bush's part. He knew exactly what was going on. He's known all along. He's part of the criminal conspiracy, and I'm sure that his cohorts provide him what do they call it, deniability. But he knows exactly what's going on. Doug is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Doug, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
I don't know how I kind of lost my wits there listening to this lady. I hope what she was saying was related to her sucking a Thorazine Slurpee through a straw. I don't know. God, you know. Did you get my email the other day on RMKBRJ? That's what I was going to hit you with.
I don't know, Doug. I get about 700 emails a day. I'm serious. It's all I can do to just...
I think you would be very interested in it. For over 30 years now...
Doug, let me get you. Hold on. I got to do a break here. We'll come back right after the break. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy.
Yep, said hey, yeah. The president has got to go. He's got to go. We want our country back. We're going to get it. Want to show him the door. Chemicals and nukes, you know, they never did appear. Yellow, orange, and red, just to keep us in fear. Said, hey, yeah, president has got to go.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or
I got you this Italian cookbook, because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50-0 reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during the communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful folks.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of 2 movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt
debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-0486. 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. Back to Doug in Memphis, Tennessee. All right, Doug, where were we?
Okay, I'm going to try to make this as concise as I can, Mike. Finally, after 30 years, when I left Vietnam, I had been trying to find out things about RMKBRJ, which was an acronym for a large construction company that I had thought was related to Lyndon Baines Johnson. However, I finally Googled it up the other day and got three reference pages and a good article. Lo and behold, serendipity took over. This is Halliburton. It goes back to a group as far back as 1932 of rich Texas good old boys and the East Texas oil fields. And now here, I'm looking at it right here now. They formed a new company called RMKBRJ to obtain contracts in Vietnam, the Suite 8F group. This included Halliburton, who took over Brown and Root in 1962.
Okay, let's go to the bottom line here, Doug. What you're saying is that Kellogg Brown and Root has been involved in fraud and double dealing.
Forever.
Going back 70 or 80 years. Yeah.
For Cheney today to make comments about certain people having no backbone for. What is he? 5 draft deferments during Vietnam?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
and
awful.
To rewrite history, well, there's enough history here to come up and really bite him in the butt, you know?
I know. And it's miserable that...
It's reprehensible. It's
miserable that mainstream media in this country does not report that we have a vice president who is a criminal. We have a president who is a cowardly bastard who is also a criminal. It is horrifying to come to the conclusion that mainstream media in this country for the past 6 or 7 years has done nothing but support these thugs. If you can get this information, if I can get this information, if anybody who knows how to research it on a computer can get this information, then you would think, wouldn't you, that mainstream media would come up with the truth and help America understand first not to vote in or not even to let them get close to being nominated criminals, and secondly, to run the bastards out of office. If we are serious about maintaining our democratic republic, these people have got to go, and they've got to go soon. We're not going to get that kind of support, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, like this lady that called, not to beat her up. I mean, I don't know where she's coming from, but we're not even, you talk about the same page, we're not even in the same planet, Mike.
I hear you. Doug,
it's
so
sad.
I know. Doug, let me leave it there. I got to move on. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it. I know what you're trying to say, pal. I understand. We are the most ill-informed, over-entertained population cluster in the history of the human race. We don't know a damn thing about even how our own government works. We have no idea. You stop 20 people on the street and ask them, what is the function of the Electoral College? And you will get 20 blank stares and or 20 wrong answers. We are a dumb people. We truly are. We are stupid. And this is what happens when you have a nation as populated as this one is, close to 300 million people, with an intelligence quotient, if you averaged it all out, I'm scared to death to think what it would be. We are ignorant. And the fascists that understand this, well, you know. NBC.
NBC is reporting. Aram Rostin, who's a producer for NBC News. Here it is. A criminal complaint unsealed in federal court on Wednesday in Washington alleges a web of corruption and bid rigging in Iraq by officials who worked with the now-defunct Coalition Provisional Authority, the U.S.-led agency that ran Iraq for more than a year after the 2003 invasion. The complaint accuses an American businessman, Philip Bloom, of paying officials from the coalition's South Central region bribes, kickbacks, and gratuities amounting to at least $200,000 per month in order to obtain construction contracts through a bid-rigging scam. According to the complaint, Bloom, quote, conspired with the United States government contract employees and military officials to obtain fraudulently government contracts, end quote. A government affidavit alleges that in one instance, the officials rigged bids for contracts in Hilla and Karbala, two cities 50 to 60 miles south of Baghdad. In some cases, Bloom's companies performed no work. Bloom or companies he controls made bank deposits of $353,000 on behalf of at least two Coalition Provisional Authority officials and bought them real estate in North Carolina, as well as vehicles and jewelry worth more than $250,000 in 2004 and 2005, according to the complaint. The complaint says one of the U.S. officials was the comptroller of the region in Iraq based in Hilla and controlled $82 million in cash. Another coalition official who worked with the first has been cooperating with investigators and admitted he, quote, unlawfully received cash and goods, end quote, from Bloom, according to the complaint. There have been allegations and suspicions of corruption under the coalition government, which ran Iraq from just after the invasion in March 2003 until June 2004, and was headed by former Ambassador L. Paul Brummer III, and during the Iraq reconstruction process. But this is the first criminal case to be brought in U.S. courts alleging wrongdoing by coalition officials. It just doesn't stop, does it, truth seeker? 3 and 4 and 5 revelations a day about these corrupt bastards. It just doesn't stop. Death squads, corruption, bid rigging, lies, deceit, fraud. And you know what's going to be you know what's going to bring the government down? The Jack Abramoff story. If the true extent of the Abramoff Empire and how it has corrupted just about every single Republican office holder in America. If that story sees the light of day, I shudder to think what's going to happen in this country. Dick Cheney, I got to play this for you. This was an interview that Elizabeth Boumiller, New York Times, on Face the Nation this past Sunday, and John McCain was there. And Elizabeth Boumiller was asking McCain about his disagreement with Cheney over torture. Remember, Cheney believes that torture works. Cheney loves torture. Look at pictures of him. Cheney is a vicious son of a bitch. He would like to be in the room. He probably has been when people are viciously tortured. This is a sick, degenerate human being, Dick Cheney. John McCain, who has suffered torture, wants to write into any bill that he can write it into an amendment that says the United States military forces will not use torture, nor will our intelligence gathering organizations, no matter what their acronym is, that torture is off the table. Cheney wants torture. Bush wants torture. Elizabeth Boumiller, last week on Face the Nation, last Sunday, do you have her question on you don't? Okay, here's what she said. Does Vice President Cheney believe, she's asking John McCain,
We may have, you may hear this twice here. Does Vice President Cheney believe that torture works?
Does Vice President Cheney believe that torture works?
It's hard for me to articulate very well his position since I'm not in agreement with it, but they think that there are cases or situations where you have to be able to take certain measures in order to get information, the smoking gun, then the immediate situation. And I understand that logic. But one, torture doesn't work. To start with, physical torture doesn't work. The Israelis don't torture, and they are facing acts of terror every day.
What?
And again,
and you know, it doesn't work from your own experience.
Oh,
because
I think,
when you,
yeah, not only my own experience, but I mean, most experts will tell you that when enough physical pain is inflicted on someone, they'll tell you anything they think that you want to know. But I'm very worried about the image of the United States of America engaging in this kind of activity. It's not. I hold no brief for the terrorists. They are the quintessence of evil. I hope they never get out of prison, the evil ones. But it's not about them, it's about us. This battle we're in is about the things we stand for and believe in and practice, and that is an observance of human rights, no matter how terrible our adversaries may be.
Poor John McCain. Honest to God, he's just so twisted. He's just, his mind is just twisted into a pretzel. You know, you can agree with what he's saying about the futility of torture. You have to go to 1984, to the novel, to understand why torture is used. Torture is not used to extract information. Torture is used specifically to convince the person being tortured that the torturer's way is correct. They don't give a damn what kind of information you get. Go back and read the scenes between O'Brien and Winston Smith, where O'Brien explains very patiently to Winston Smith, it doesn't, none of this matters. What we are doing with torture is destroying your ability to think clearly. That's what their goal is.
Do you really want to make me cry?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? What's compare?
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk. And I love the way you talk. When you walk. And you talk that talk. You knocks me out. Out off of my feet. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew who, as usual, put the program together. Our engineers in New York, Justin Yuen, and resident rock star Jason Isaac. Dee Neal is our associate producer and handles your calls. She also maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks to everybody. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Don't forget, Youth Night next Wednesday, 1 week from tonight, Thanksgiving Eve, just young people. All right? What did I have here in front of me? Well, it's gone. Let's go back to the calls. Clay is calling from San Francisco. Clay, welcome to the program.
How you doing there?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I was calling about the listener who commented earlier about this whole virus thing, the mutation issue. A little tongue-in-cheek humor there, and it kind of actually is pertinent with the 1984 reference you just made, with the whole aspect of doublethink. I think. I'm originally from Kansas, so I've dealt with a lot of these creationists myself.
Oh, boy.
And what's funny is it's actually worse than it's portrayed. It's not that they're just sort of denying that this mutation occurs, that they're aware of it. You know, that would be simple. I actually once went to see this one of these creationists or neo-creationists speak, interestingly enough, a retired law professor from Berkeley, who actually argues that while we've observed mutation occur, that doesn't prove that, this whole argument that we evolved from apes could actually be plausible. Kind of like saying, well, we've seen people walking around a block, but that doesn't prove someone could walk a mile. So I think it's actually even worse, we're actually kind of going easy on them to assume they're ignorant. They're actually willfully ignorant.
Oh, yeah, certainly, certainly. Anybody who, somebody who says gravity is just a theory, I don't believe in it, because it is called the theory of gravity. Nobody can explain, no scientist, no physicist, not even quantum mechanics can explain gravity. But we know damn good and well it exists, right?
Well, yeah, and I think that actually gets into sort of a failing. I don't know if it's in the education system or that it's just not allowed to be taught. But
well, I think it's a result of religious fanaticism, and in this country that rests squarely on the shoulders of Christian fundamentalists who, for some weird-ass reason, decided to subscribe to the incoherent ramblings of a couple of itinerant preachers who came through this country around 1870s and borrowed from the Book of Revelation, which is somebody's stoned, acid-tripping, a cactus bud-eating story from God knows when. They borrowed from that. They borrowed from several parts of the book and put together something called Armageddonist Theory. And it's nonsense. It's just hate-filled, ridiculous, spooks-in-the-sky nonsense. So, education system, yeah. In this country, it sucks big time. But yeah. I blame the Christian fundamentalists who have done this.
Well, and I would like to add that my science teachers at the five Kansas high schools I attended were excellent. And so if you look at the problem, it's really... miseducation in the public, they're the people who put those school board members into power. It's not scientists voting on those people.
Right. Well, get an argument from me. I had great science teachers, too, when I went through elementary and secondary school. But that's gone. That's gone. These cowardly sons of bitches who run the education system in this country now are so intimidated by these snot-blowing Christian fundamentalists, they're terrified that their careers are going to end if one parent says, "I don't want Halloween in the school anymore! That's demon worship!" You know, and nonsense like that.
Absolutely.
And occasionally the people rise up and throw the bastards out. Look what happened in York, Pennsylvania. Dover, Pennsylvania.
Dover, yeah.
The entire school board who said, "Oh yeah, let's totally corrupt science with this superstitious crap from fundamentalist Christianity." And what happened? All six of them were tossed off the school board.
Well, no one seems to remember this happened in Kansas a few years back, and that school board was changed, and then it's back again.
Right, it's back again, and it's kind of a seesaw thing. I honestly don't believe that the voters in Kansas, once they realize what the implications are, to have taught in the schools some fantastical religious mythology called creationism or intelligent design, what it's going to do to their precious little boys and girls who are going to walk out of the school systems in Kansas bumbling and jumbling about, the earth really is flat, it's only a theory that it's round. Maybe they'll throw the bastards out for once and for all. Who knows?
I talked to a student there one time who told me that those supposed fossilized human ancestors are really just normal people with rickets. I mean, that's what you're dealing with there. That's the truth.
I know.
I appreciate your time. Sounds like we're on the same page.
All right. Thanks for checking in, Clay. I appreciate it. Oh, my God. Going back to that John McCain, I never did finish up on that. The poor miserable John McCain. I can't figure this guy out. I've called him a coward because I think he is. When somebody assaults you and your family and your child and you just take it, and just bohica, bend over, here it comes again, just over and over, the way the Bush crime family did to this poor Senator McCain. I feel sorry for him. But his statement in here, he says to start with, physical torture doesn't work. The Israelis don't torture, and they're facing acts of terror every day. They are facing acts of terror every day, and they commit their share. But the statement of the Israelis don't torture? Oh, my God! Are you serious? Oh, McCain, you poor, twisted, miserable sucker. I don't know. No, the Israelis don't torture. Mossad does. Oh, Jesus. I hold no brief for the terrorists, he says. They're the quintessence of evil. The Islamic fundamentalists, okay, or maybe Senator McCain, they just want us to get our what they consider to be infidel asses out of their part of the planet. If Islamic government overtook Mexico, we'd probably go invade. Oh, never mind. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Whether you liked the program or hated it, you were there. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hello.
I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free